This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back to Time for a Checkup on FM Talk 106.5. And good to get back in studio, Dr. Lindsay Beakley, breast surgical oncologist and returning guest here on Time for a Checkup. Thanks for coming back.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
I want to talk about this, your practice and your role at Southern Cancer Center. What do you do, like your specific thing you do?
Right. So I am a breast surgical oncologist. That means that I operate on patients with breast cancer.
Okay. But you know, the doctor says it like that, but it's way more than that. I mean, you recently completed specialized training. What was it for? You went traveled for this.
I did. I actually went to Chicago recently to complete a course in endoscopic breast surgery, specifically a course that focuses on endoscopic nipple sparing mastectomies.
Okay, because this is, people hear endoscopic for a lot of different, they're like, oh, they can do this and they're doing this. So this is in the world of breast cancer surgery now too.
It is. Actually, so it started.
Minimally invasive or whatever the right term would be.
So what does this mean, right? Minimally invasive surgery. Just think back to the day when people would go in to have their gallbladder removed and it was a, quote, open surgery, large incision. To take the gallbladder out. Minimally invasive surgery is basically a surgical technique on making smaller incisions using a camera and specialized equipment to get the job done. It leads to less tissue trauma, faster recovery, decreased hospital stays. So for breast surgery, which has historically been an open procedure, we're now moving into the world of endoscopic or minimally invasive surgery, and it's really exciting time.
Yeah, I got to think of this two ways. Number one, like, okay, we'll use that gallbladder comparison. The smaller the incision, the less issues, the less tissue trauma, like you said. But that's called, on breast surgery, you have, you know, not only you have to getting the cancer, but you have an aesthetic that you're saving something that maybe I'd say even more important than an incision for your gallbladder.
Right. Absolutely. So there have been several studies, and the start of endoscopic breast surgery was actually in China. They've been doing this, some case reports back in the 80s.
Wow.
And okay. Then in the early 2000s, particularly in Spain, they've been doing endoscopic breast surgery. So it's something that's recently come to the United States. And what the studies show is that with smaller incisions, you have less scarring. With using a camera, you get into a smaller space with better visualization. So the oncologic outcomes are similar. It's a safe cancer procedure, but we have better visualization. That means less trauma to the tissue. So there's better preservation of neurovascular structures. Basically, for the patient, better aesthetic outcome after the surgery, better quality
too.
Of life.
Recovery would seem, if it's a smaller incision, recovery might be faster.
Yeah, absolutely. So decreased acute postoperative pain and a faster recovery.
Okay, well, that's a win.
A win-win.
Yeah. All right. And are patients sacrificing treatment effectiveness for cosmetic appeal? We talked about that a little bit, but you're saying it's the same. I mean,
right. This procedure is oncologically safe. So it is a safe procedure to have with a cancer diagnosis. And why is there so much focus on cosmetic or aesthetic outcome? I think this is an important point to bring up, because in the context of breast surgery, cosmetic and aesthetic surgery are often used interchangeably to describe procedures that enhance appearance. However, technically, cosmetic surgery specifically refers to elective procedures on otherwise normal anatomy. So these are procedures aimed solely at enhancing the appearance, symmetry, or proportion of the breast, like placement of an implant for breast augmentation.
Right. That's cosmetic.
Right. Or a mastopexy to lift the breast. Aesthetic breast surgery is a broader term. So this term encompasses restorative breast surgery. So, for example, reconstruction after a mastectomy. These procedures are to restore the normal anatomy, what surgically for cancer we have taken away. So
that's aesthetic versus cosmetic, if I want to be accurate with my term.
Exactly. Okay. And so really aesthetic surgery recognizes that physical appearance is closely tied to overall health. And thankfully, women are living longer lives right. after breast cancer diagnosis and treatment. It ties into self-esteem and quality of life.
Okay, so the people that you're seeing, the candidates for this kind of treatment, I mean, give me some examples.
Absolutely. So first of all, it would be a patient who desires a mastectomy. So I'm starting this technique out in my practice specifically for nipple-sparing mastectomies. So the patient, one, would desire a mastectomy as their surgical treatment, and then two, they would be a good candidate for a nipple-sparing mastectomy. This is preservation of the nipple and areolar complex along with the entire skin envelope. So you cannot have a cancer involving the nipple areolar complex. And then also size of the breast is important because when we are removing the breast tissue from underneath that skin envelope, even in minimally invasive techniques, we are still taking away some of the blood supply to the nipple areolar complex. When we take away blood supply, we're taking away blood flow, oxygen, perfusion to the tissue. So one of the things that's so important about picking a good candidate is knowing how the blood flow to the nipple will be after the surgery, keeping the tissue alive.
This is amazing. And something that started in China, like you said, in the 80s, maybe, and then Spain, but is here now and it's here at home. What's your message to folks listening to us today who think they may be candidates for this? How do they reach out?
Absolutely. So Southern Cancer Center is where I am. I'm located at Providence Hospital as well as Spring Hill Medical Center. And we are always accepting new patients and happy to take care of everyone. So pick up the phone, give the office a call. We'll get you in.
Good stuff. Dr. Beakley, thank you.
Thank you.